listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Getting ready for Swell Times Dude to come and play a live set for us. So just have to figure out something else to play here. Not sure what, but we'll figure out something, yeah. Yeah. Let's do Genocide, Hatred in the Flesh from Ever Descent.
Time we are still in the calm tribulation. Dead line, you hung up the phone. I'm out of time, you left me alone. You say we're gonna be okay, but baby, not today. I'm trying to run away, but all I do is stay in place. The time we shared, the time you cared, is now out of my reach. I can't get out, help me now, I'm in too deep.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. A little bit late, but as promised, we have Swell Times Dude, and they're getting ready to play a live set for us. How is everything, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, sounds good to me. All right. That's good, too.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
We're going to make some noise. Sounds good. All right. Everything okay?
I don't know who that was, but yeah, I guess so.
All right, why don't we get started, then?
All right, let's kick it off with a little song we like to call Aldridge Knot.
Thank you.
focus on your friends and family. You'll arrive with the head. Growing up is everything.
My daughter's in.
Have to just so.
Darn quick thing.
Make it a fight. Rest of my time.
Song was called Eldridge Knot. That was actually the first song we ever wrote together, like finished completely.
It's come a long way.
We've even made some recent changes to it, like not too long ago, like last week. Here, hurry up, hey.
Keep those on your head.
Turn it down just a tad.
Just a tad.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have in the studio Swell Times Dude. And that was a track, well, I only have Knot written down. So what is the full title again?
The full title is Eldridge Knot. It's actually a very, very fancy tie knot. Yeah, and the whole song kind of goes off that premise. If you see an image of an Eldridge knot, it is one of the hardest ties to tie ever, and it's like all about kind of growing up, you know.
Growing up, maturing, moving out into the world.
Yeah, so that's kind of the whole premise of the song, and the title just fits very perfectly with it.
Two things I've never done: grow up or learn how to tie that knot. Okay, but I can deal with it.
We say like we like to tie that knot one day if we ever take like 5 hours out of a day to try to learn it.
I mean, I've tried, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
But who has that kind of time?
Exactly.
You know?
Not for a tie.
Not for a tie.
No, we don't. We have that time for practice.
All right. So, how long have you gentlemen been together?
Coming up on a year now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this all started as a two-piece band between me and Christian Peterson, where we would just basically rip off Dance Gavin Dance. And we decided to play pop punk and add breakdowns because that's never...
It's doing nothing for you.
Try that microphone. But yeah, so they started off in the basement, and I kind of came in like as a third member our fourth member, right? Yeah. I was the fourth member.
I was the third member.
Michael Shinovar is the lead vocalist. Thank you very much. Oh, titles. But yeah, so I kind of came in and like started like we after that we kind of got organized.
You organized.
After I wasn't jamming anymore, but after that it wasn't jamming anymore. It was like more like, all right, we have a song, let's work on it. Why not? So, but yeah. That's pretty much how we got our start, and now we've moved out of Christian's basement, and we've moved into my basement.
Which is not wow! So you've moved up in the world.
Exactly, my own house, and we have our own space. We have two bands working at the same house actually right now. Okay. It's a band called Find Your Pulse, which is like a metalcore band, and our band Swell Times, dude, working on the same house. So we have to organize between each other, like. Getting time schedules down and everything is very important.
It's a very big, disorganized family.
Yes, it is. We all love each other.
But we love it.
So you're talking dysfunctional now.
Oh, yeah, of course. It wouldn't be our family if it wasn't dysfunctional.
Yeah, it can't make sense.
If it made any sense, we'd probably be like, what are you doing? Get out of here, man.
Go home.
All right, but so yeah. Just for our listeners here, who plays what?
Well, we got Michael Wood on lead guitar. He's the one who's like pretty much has all the lead tracks that we all got. Brandon Manoia on rhythm.
Manoian.
Manoia.
My bad. My bad. On rhythm guitar. We got
Dylan Cherry.
Dylan Cherry. I was going to see.
He's a new member.
Dylan is our newest member. We actually, before this, we had a...
2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. He's been with us for about 2 weeks, and we're doing the show.
Yeah, just after Christmas.
Oh, yes, exactly. So. And we got Christian Peterson, I can't mess up that name.
Hello.
On drums and backup vocals.
I try.
And everybody was kind of on backup vocals for the first song. We all do woo.
We like to woo.
We like to woo. So, but yeah, and that's everybody. Me, Michael Shinovar on lead vocals. Me, thank you. Thank you for introducing
me.
All you. It's my show, baby.
Okay. All right. What do we have now? City Lights.
That's right. That's yes, our sir. Next song. We're going to...
One of the newer ones?
Yep. One of our newer ones. And it's actually...
Going to be on the EP.
Yeah.
We're going into record in February. Or demo. Or I don't know if we decided what it is yet.
It's an EP. We're paying money for it. It's an EP. That's how it works. Hopefully we'll have a good production. We have a demo up online, but this song is not currently on it. But the song is called
City Lights.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. salvation. The other will be the step to the stage. The light's done to spin her, as all will turn. The lights just get bigger.
That was City Lights.
All right.
Thank you for the applause.
Don't deserve it. We suck.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Heard every Thursday afternoons from 4 to 6. 5 to 6. If all goes well, we have a live band, which we do right now.
Hello.
Swell Times Dude. Okay, where'd we come up with that name?
You're gonna have to
me and Mike.
Yeah,
that was 5 or 6 hours in your basement of brainstorming, and we ended up just saying we were gonna be Swell Times, and then we tacked on the dude after our singer Mike joined, because we thought it would be funny to be known as STD, and it just kind of stuck because no one can forget it.
A good way to sell it, too.
Oh, yeah. I bet it works really well.
Got a lot of marketing ideas.
I usually like to prevent STD, but, you know, I stay away as far as possible, but okay.
We like to think we're a little infectious. I mean, our sound's nice, right?
That's the one we're hoping you get.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Oh, we have the manager on here on the mic.
Mr. James Shenabar.
Yes. James.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are things?
Good. Okay.
It'd be my brother. He likes to nitpick at everything I do.
Currently, I'm really loud.
He gets to look a little like a greaseball today with his hair all slicked back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something new. trying to look managerial, you know.
Not gonna lie, you're doing it wrong.
I kind of look like a Las Vegas manager right now, but you know.
Yeah, these guys are great.
It keeps away some of the strange folk besides the ones in the band.
We're the strangest folk.
Is there any others?
Right.
None that we've met. That seems to be the ones attracted to us.
Okay.
Which we don't mind.
Not at all. It's like a giant family reunion every show.
A little bit, actually.
It is, yeah. We've had some big shows, man.
St. Andrews one was probably our best one so far.
Yeah, I think so. That's like locally for us. That's like making it, honestly. Yeah,
the St. Andrews show was something kind of big for us because you know, we got to play on the main stage upstairs and
we had, 200 people
about
there?
200
at least, yeah.
Yep.
Rich.
So it was one of our bigger shows that we had enough audience to you know, get them moving around.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. It was a surreal.
It's just amazing that we have that many people that even want to like show up to listen to us play.
Right. Yeah,
originally, we were just hoping like maybe we get 10 guys, you know, to to say you guys weren't that bad, and now we're up to about 300 likes on Facebook, a little over 300 likes on Facebook, yeah. Which was astonishing to us.
We've come a long way from the basement and me learning to drum.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. He learned how to drum
with
per
this
start with the band, so he's only got a year's worth of experience in drumming. And I don't know, they pull it off pretty well. I like it.
Thanks,
dude.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. Try to be encouraging, manager. You know.
Band dad.
When he's not putting us down.
I'm not cracking the whip. You know, I say nice things.
Yeah. Definitely that St. Andrews show. It's hard to say where to go from here. You know, it's like we got a whole lot of venues out west and you know, out in Pontiac that we want to hit, like the Crowfoot, you know, like the Pike Room and all that good stuff, like other legendary venues around Michigan that we would love to hit.
Yeah, I'm glad we played the Magic Stick before it gets.
We were privy to get to play that show before they changed their venue. Now they're electronic. Style of club music, and in March, yeah. But we were lucky enough to get to play a show there. We have actually a couple friends as well, you know, that got to perform there. So it was nice to get to be part of that history, you know,
to
before
play
it changed.
With everybody, that was really nice.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we do another one?
All right. Well, this next song, is about drinking, and if you've ever heard of a game called Metal Gear Solid, the name kind of directly derives from it. Cause
not the cat.
Not the cat.
Comes from
not the animal.
One of the characters who may or may not like to drink a lot,
but does use a revolver, which is mentioned several times in the song and everything.
Yeah.
So, the name of the character and the name of the song is called Ocelot.
How long have you been gone? Cracked open a bottle, caught a passerby. Like I told you not before, there's so much more than this. Cyanide and suicide, another tempting death. I take a shot straight from that barrel. Roulette's the game we play. We're counting 5 clicks, and you're next up to play. Better think this through. You wanna greet the brand new day. Revolution's almost here, and you're stalking away. Making it through my normal day. I need something to take the edge away. For that store, I grab a bottle, seems to grip once more. Pour another glass, like you load a shot. 59 like it's the only one we got. I take a shot straight from that barrel.
We like to scream a little bit in some of our songs too.
Just a little?
Just a little.
Hmm. That's cool.
Every once in a while, you like to get the frustration out, you know, just scream at a microphone.
Yeah. Comes from driving on Michigan roads, especially this time of year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'd say that's a nice source of fuel for us.
Anger and frustration for us.
Definitely.
Towards the road.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright. We have Swell Times Dude in the studio doing a live set for us. And you said you guys have been around for about a year, huh?
That's correct.
Right around there, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
We're either coming up on it or we just passed it.
Let's get the other man on the mic. Sorry, I'm not used to having the guest mic normally isn't on. Go ahead.
Yeah, some of the guys actually, they started a few bands prior, you know, to this one. You know, they played a little bit together, and then the rest of the group, you know, just formed over the past, like, year.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, they've been practicing together for the year. But what was the name of your guys' venue before this?
We all know what happened to Jim Henson.
Yeah.
There's those female druids, too.
Oh, yeah.
So they had a couple of, you know, different bands, and then we finally formed into something that, you know, is taking off pretty well right now.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys have shows coming up?
We do. We have two shows. The first one is going to be... February 20th is actually
that one's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's a fight, like cage fighting,
like MMA.
And we are playing the after show.
You're also fighting in the before.
Yeah, he didn't mention that the lead singer is a fighter, and he's actually going to be prize fighting that day for his belt, and then he's going to do a concert afterwards.
So if you do end up wanting to see that, you get to see our singer get himself beat up and then get on stage and sing for us.
Wow. We're trying a new angle on things.
So if you survive the fight, then you get to play.
That's exactly how
it
goes.
We're making him wear a shirt that says, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm terrible.
And we might tape a steak to his face, too. You know? Kind of an homage to, you know, Rocky or something. I don't know.
Or Lady Gaga.
You said it's mixed martial arts?
Yeah, it's he's going to be doing a cage, the cage style fighting. It's mixed martial arts. It's going to be an event in the Downriver area here. You know, I believe it's in Southgate. It's at the
Grecian Center.
Yeah, the Grecian Center. And basically, what's going to happen is, you know, they're going to have the fights prior to the show, and you know, if you get a VIP, you get to go to the show as well as see the fights. So it's kind of a nice combination. You know, you get to have a full day of entertainment. And then, you know, afterwards, they're going to have the fighters walking around, you know, to meet everyone and, you know, in between us playing our music.
Yeah, so it should be definitely a good event to go to. And our second venue?
Do we not have two? I thought we did.
Well, we have a possible one at St. Andrews again.
Oh, yeah.
One's in March.
Yeah, we had opportunity to play, you know, with several other bands as well. It's kind of a large event. There's usually about 15 or more bands play.
Sorry.
Not a problem. But, yeah, there's about 15 or more bands that'll be playing on that venue. And, you know, it's on both floors at the St. Andrews Hall. It's the shelter and, you know, the upstairs venue as well.
Yeah. Coming up for us after the venue, after the February 20th show, we're looking to get into the studio like right away. We got we're looking to get Dylan, our new bassist, up to speed.
Hello.
I'd say he's relatively up to speed already.
Yeah,
he's doing a pretty fantastic job.
Yeah, he's doing a great job actually.
We threw everything at him pretty quickly as well. You know, he only had a couple weeks, you know, to learn the bassist of our song, and then we kind of gave him more songs to learn just a couple days ago. And he's actually doing really well on it. And we're going to be heading to the studio. We're going to do a few tracks, probably about 7 tracks for our EP.
Yeah, we settled on 7.
Yeah. And, you know, then we're going to do some more shows and probably put out hopefully another, you know, EP or maybe full album in the summertime.
I mean, our only issue right now is that our lead guitarist goes to Central, so we kind of have to, like...
We're looking to move him down this way.
We have to plan the logistics of when he can come down and play with us and stuff.
And record, yeah, and everything like that.
So in the summer, look out for us. We'll be around a lot more often.
Yeah. Plus, as far as schedules go, we have to work around Dylan's as well.
I am 15 years old. I'm a high schooler.
Doesn't he sound like it?
He's also the tallest in the band.
Tallest and deepest voice.
Came in and took my spot.
Yeah, we used to think our drummer was a Jolly Green Giant, but we've got a new title holder for that.
Yeah, I'm also the probably the manliest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap. Shots fired.
Okay, show us. We're on the radio. Nobody will know.
Scuffle a little. That's right.
Chris, let's go right now.
Cracking the knuckles and everything, right?
We'll see who can clear the drum set in one leap.
I don't know. This plastic wall might make it a little harder.
Well, you got to clear that, too.
Okay, well, can I dive roll or do I have to, like, straight leap it? Because if I'm leaping, I'm down. It's out.
I can just step over. I'm 6'4".
See?
Wow.
We might have to do parallel bars.
I'm impressed. Anyway, why don't we do another song?
Sounds good to us.
Two in a row. Yeah, ooh. Let's do two in a row. Can you handle it?
I think we might be able to handle it.
Are you sure? That's a lot.
It is. Hey, I'm going to stretch out here real quick.
We've never done this much at once.
Not sure if I can count higher than two, so I don't know.
Well, hey, at least it's the highest you can count.
Hey, we stopped at two. We knew you couldn't do any more.
You made it. He ran out of fingers. And we're proud of you for that.
Yeah. All right, so the next song we're going to play is one of our slower songs. It's actually pretty mellow compared to all the other songs.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's slow, though.
Yeah, it's more mellow, I suppose.
Give the credit for the sheer amount of emotion to our rhythm guitarist, Brandon.
You wrote the song. And the song is called Savage.
For yourself, I beg you, mother. You let me die by myself, I beg you, father. You left us all by ourselves. This is living, I'm barely breathing. With songs and screaming. But some things like feelings must matter. With songs and screaming, but some things like feelings must matter. Left me alone in the wild. I'm so savage. You left me alone in the wild. I'm so savage. That once flourished, Garden of Eden, is now deserted. You planned for this, but you couldn't make up for this. There's no disputing, and I hope you had fun. Cause tonight your son dies with an unloaded gun. This is living, I'm barely breathing. With songs and screaming. But some things like feelings must matter. This is living, I'm barely breathing. With songs and screaming. With songs
savage. I'm so savage.
Don't you dare try to justify your actions. I know I can't rely on you anymore.
That was savage. Thank you. So our next song that we got for you is one of our heavier songs and one of our more technical songs. Thank you to Mike Wood, our lead guitarist, who shined through with this whole song, put it all together. The song is called Empty Frames.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and we have Swell Times Dude playing live for us. And that was a track called Empty Frames, right?
That is correct.
And Static.
Oh, well, no. Well, Static.
Static's yeah, coming up
Savage.
Next.
That was the previous song.
Savage was the one before that, yeah. Okay. So looks like we're moving along pretty well. One more time, and I'll want to introduce yourselves. Any way to get your music, anything on social media, Facebook, whatever, upcoming shows, that kind of thing?
Yes, actually. For our music, we have a 3-track demo that we recorded in my basement.
It's kind of rough, but it's there if you want to get our general sound.
It's on SoundCloud. Is that correct? SoundCloud.com?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Swell Times Dude. Is it just Swell Times Dude, or did we put the Michigan after it?
No, it's just Swell
I think
Times
it's just
Dude.
Swell Times Dude.
Okay, just Swell Times Dude on SoundCloud, and we've already played all 3 of them. Nope, 2 of them.
We played
Empty Frames.
Empty Frames and Eldritch Natter on
it. Yep. And then Static is on there, but we haven't played Static yet.
Static is
on. But we will before we get out of here.
That is correct. That is, Static is actually one of our favorite songs to play.
Definitely a crowd pleaser, too.
Also on Facebook, you know, just give us a like at Swell Times Dude.
Swell Times Dude.
Facebook.com or whatever. However that works, just look us up.
What's the Twitter?
The Twitter handle is STDMI Band. At STDMI Band. So
I know it's hard not to giggle every time we say it. STD.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do something about that.
I don't know if I want to listen to a band called STD.
I don't think we're changing it at this point.
We're committed to
Thankfully,
it.
Thankfully, nothing's
Who's
catchy through Soundwave.
There's gonna be certain people that are gonna be drawn to you, and certain people that are not.
I mean, we're marketing towards the people drawn to us, so we hope.
We did anticipate, you know, when they heard STD, they'd be afraid to get cut at the show or anything, you know. So. You know, we might wrap them in plastic bags if they get too concerned, so that way they won't get.
We'll send out a Surgeon General warning. You will not catch STDs from listening to us.
No. Free paper mask at the door.
Plenty of protection on site.
Of course.
We also, you know, besides doing the shows, you know, out and about, we like to do actually shows at our house. One of the last shows we did was for Halloween. We had 3 of our friends, two of our other bands, you know, that practice at the house, they got to play with us as well.
But we had what, like 8 bands total?
We had a total of, I think, like around that. 8 bands at the house, and we had over 100 people show up at it. It was, you know, those shows are priceless because they're all friends, family, you know, and you jam everyone down into a nice, tight space, and you can just feel, you know, the energy from everyone in it, and it's one of our favorite things actually is to do the house shows.
Yeah, they're actually there because they want to be there, not just because. Exactly. Well, guess where I was at last night. You know?
Pretty much, or you know, I'm really bored. I'm just gonna go listen to this band. You know,
no, they all love us, and that's what we love about like having the house shows. So it's like a lot of fun, a lot of energy. Getting to see everybody in the crowded basement.
It's hard not to be high energy when there's like 90 other people in a basement, though.
Yeah, it does give us the false, you know, feeling that we sold a show out. You know,
we sold my house out.
You know, 100 people packed into a, you know, a little basement, but
sold without selling.
Yeah, it's one of the best, you know, performances, you know, we get to do is in front of people, you know, that we have had come along the ride, you know, this entire year as well.
Definitely. Oh, I forgot to mention we have an Instagram, too. I forgot totally to mention that.
I mean, it's not like we use it super frequently.
If you want to email the band, we are...
You'll probably see photos
of us at gmail.com
today on there.
That is swelltimesdude@gmail.com if you want to send us your fan pictures, because I know you've already written them.
Question.
Love letters.
Question. What? How do you write a fan picture?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was going to question that, too.
It's words into a picture, dude. Bam.
This is where we separate the lyrics, you know, amongst everyone. He doesn't write.
I wrote the lyrics. I read one.
He speaks the lyrics. We write it down.
The majority of the writing's me and Wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like lyric-wise.
Well, collectively, me and Zam have done what, one full song each.
What Cuts Deeper Doesn't Count.
Yeah.
Eldritch Not. Whatever. What Cuts Deeper will be a thing. That's a song that we will have in the future. I promise.
We are writing a lot of songs right now.
So. Yeah, we've got quite a few on the fence right now.
I think we have five in the works?
Yeah, at least five
at
right
least
now.
At least five, between five and seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we look forward to it. When you get those together, then you'll have to come back and see us.
Excellent.
For sure.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Let's do one more. You want to do Static?
Yeah, that's our last song. That is our closer for every show, and that's our one of our strongest songs. So let's do it. The song is called Static. Swell times, dude.
Hi, I'm Paul.
This is Matt.
Liz.
And I'm Travis.
Sound off for Chesterfield. Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you Dragnet. Ladies and gentlemen, the story.